Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 33 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm so grateful that you're joining me for this series, Healthy Mentality. It is so good for us to have a healthy mentality in all stages of life. However, it is especially important in parenting and motherhood. Our scripture for today is, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." This is crucial, so crucial. I can't even express how crucial this is for parenting, that we would allow God to be a guard over our mouths. Now, today, we're going to talk all about that and how honesty is gold. So that's the title of today's episode, Honesty is Gold. And as usual, we're going to touch on 5 points for this topic. And I'm not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right in. My first point of today is hiding things hurts. Now, I know a lot of us moms feel like there are certain things that are not what we want our kids to see or hear or think about, or, you know, but there are some things that are not healthy for us to hide from them, like consequences or how we feel when they do certain things. We have to be honest with them about a lot of things that are necessary for the health of their growth. When we're hiding things, it causes a lot of mental strain, not just in us, but it can cause a lot of mental strain in them. Because if our kids or our husbands or our family members are doing something or trying to figure out how we feel about something, they are coming up with assumptions in their minds. They are straining in their brain trying to figure out, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe I should do this to make this person happy, or maybe this is the answer. But if we just tell them honestly how we're feeling or what they're doing is causing in us, then we can skip over that. When we hide things also, it restrains a growth in people that's necessary for maturity. A lot of times, we keep a lot of things from our kids' eyes. You know, we don't let them watch a lot of things. We don't let us listen to a lot of music. However, we also tell them why. We tell them what it is and why we don't want them listening or seeing it. So we don't hide the lesson, but we do hide them from things that are harmful to them. We have to learn to know the difference. We have to be honest about the realities of the things that are coming their way and about the realities of the consequences that they are producing. So that's point number one, hiding things hurts. Okay. Point number two for today is protection, not passivity. So it kind of goes along the same lines with the hiding thing. When we protect people, sometimes we feel like if we don't tell them things, or if we lie to them about a certain thing, or sometimes we even say, it's not a lie. And I'll give you a prime example. Our family does not use Santa Claus. We bought them gifts. So we don't use the whole Santa, you know, mystery, or let's be honest, the Santa lie. We don't use the Santa lie because it's deceiving. And we don't want our kids to think that we would lie to them about one thing and then they're going to question other things that are important that we do tell them the truth about, like Jesus. So we have to be responsible with that, because we are not protecting them from anything by lying to them about certain things. We've had many people say, don't you feel like you're messing up their imagination? And I always say, if my kid doesn't have imagination beyond Santa Claus, then they don't have imagination at all, right? Santa Claus isn't going to do anything for their imagination. So we have to be careful that we're not making an excuse for why we are protecting our kids from the truth, when in all honesty, we're not protecting them. We're being passive, right? Some things are just a lie and we pass over it. A lot of times passivity hurts all involved. And if your kid is doing something that is hurtful or harmful to another person, and we just kind of, oh, that's just them being them, or if we protect them from the consequence of that thing, we are actually being harmful to both people. The offender ends up bearing all of the weight for what the other person did. And that's not fair. So the best way for us to protect our kids is to show them honest consequence,
honest responsibility. If they do something, give them a consequence. If they have dirtied up their room, not to go back and clean up after them every time because they don't learn anything. And that's not protecting them from anything except for the truth. So we don't want to do that. And we also need to realize that the truth is that protection is in giving truth and love. So the best way that you can protect somebody is to show them the truth. And the truth is there is consequence. The truth is we do have responsibility. The truth is, sorry, there is no Santa Claus. I'm sorry to all of y'all who do the Santa thing. But it's true. Protection is living in truth through love. Point number three is give some to get some. So many of us love to be honored with the truth, but sometimes we struggle with giving the truth back to other people or to be honest with other people. But this goes the same as with the golden rule. If you want somebody to treat you one way, you might want to treat them that way. So if you want truth to be handed to you and you want your kids to be honest with you, then you better get honest with people really, really quickly. Our kids know when we're not telling the truth. They're not stupid. Our kids are very wise, and they actually have a higher sense to sense those things. So if I were you, I would just keep it honest with our kids and our families, and that way we create a culture of honesty. Number four, we all win. Sometimes, and there's this one movie that I would not recommend, but anyways, in the movie, the dad says something along, you can't spill families without lies or something. And this is like his core value in his life. But let me tell you, that family was not winning. And honesty is when we all win. Honesty is a winner for everyone. When we're truthful with each other, then there's nothing hiding and then nothing comes out to bite you. It takes, you know, the guessing and the confusion out of everything. And that way you can just enjoy life. And everybody knows how everybody feels. And, you know, I'll be honest, if I feel like there's going to be a crazy conflict, I'm more likely to just keep it to myself. But that's harmful for both me and the person who I'm trying to keep it from. So sometimes it is more peaceable to keep things to yourself. But if it is something harmful, just tell them, be honest. And our last and final point of today in honesty is create a culture. And I kind of brought this up just for a second, but we need to knit honesty into our family weaves. If we want truthful children, we got to be truthful with them. And we have to expect nothing less than truth. We can't lie at the grocery store or tell little quote unquote white lies in different places and then think, oh, my kids aren't picking up on that. They are going to pick up on that. So we have to be honest in front of them and to them. So we must create that culture. It doesn't just happen out of the blue moon. You know, we have this thing from generations ago. They were used to say, do as I say, not as I do. And how many of us know that that is so far from the truth? Kids are going to do exactly what you do. They may hear what you say, but they're going to remember that you don't even follow what you say. So they're going to do what you do. I hope this helped you guys today. Today's takeaway is truth is our protection. And that is such a word that should permeate your spirit, because it is. The truth of God is our protection. The truth of Jesus is our protection. And just the knowledge of truth is a protection for us and our families. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that your truth is a highlighter for your love in our lives. God, we ask that you would give us what we need in order to produce a culture of truth in our families. Help us to have honest lips and speak honest words and love through the truth. Lord, help us to remember that deception is the root of evil and it cannot grow health in our families. Lord, we surrender every deception that we've ever created or bought and every lie anything we've ever produced that was not of your truth. We ask that you would just uproot that from us and help us to be honest with our family members and to the people you give us to love. We love you, God. We praise your holy name. Amen. All right, friends. I hope to see you next week as we talk about say it, don't spray it. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.